Hey everybody, welcome back to the Bitch and Brainstorm podcast. I'm your host Elaine Turso, and I'm here with my new friend Janelle, who goes by Coach Rocky. Love that. And she is going to be a panelist for the Elevate Your Coaching Business Summit happening on Wednesday, January 17th, which is this week. Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's almost here. And so Janelle is going to be talking about AI. And so I'm really excited to hear her perspectives on that. And so Coach Rocky, could you introduce yourself for those of the people that don't know you yet?
Absolutely. I'm so excited. First off, thank you for the opportunity to be a part of the summit and having me on the podcast. For those of you who don't know me, I'm an organic marketing strategist and AI coach. And so I teach my clients how to show up on social media confidently, increase their conversions, all while using AI. And so I'm excited to be doing a presentation in the summit that talks about the three ways that you should be using AI in your business because I am a firm believer that people like AI won't take over. Like, I know there's these myths out there like AI is going to take over everything, make us lose our jobs. But I'm a firm believer that the people who learn AI and actually learn to master it will take over your jobs, will take over because they've learned how to leverage it in their business. And so I'm on a mission this year to empower 100 entrepreneurs with the uses of AI in their business, especially for content creation. And so I have a great podcast called Conquer Your Ish, and it basically talks about how we need to just show out and show up for ourselves online. And I'm excited. I can't wait for this week.
Yeah, I loved when I was, doing research on you. Is that conqueror-ish? So I'm a very much get shit done kind of girl, right? And so I love it when people are like ish or F or whatever. And I'm like, yep, you're my people, right? Because I love when it is around getting out of your own damn way so you can get shit done. Right. And I know that to me is exactly kind of what that message speaks. And so I was like, yep, she's our people. She gets it. She gets it. Yeah.
And
So
it, I think sometimes it's hard for people to understand, like, you have to get out of your own way. So I'm glad that we connected on that point.
yes. It literally is the only you are, I always say, you are both the problem and the solution. And you are the only one standing in your way from getting to where it is that you're trying to go, right? Just you. Just you.
Absolutely.
Like, we can make all these excuses. Oh, it's about money. It's about time. No, it's not. It's about you.
You.
It's about you. Plain and simple. Plain and simple. And so, okay. So let's talk about AI. So, you and I recently became Facebook friends. Yay. And I have been watching how you are creating content, and you are regularly posting content and always giving calls to action and stuff. And so I'm wondering how you have been able to use AI to help you get more reach in the content that you post.
That is a great question. So I'm gonna actually like share a secret with you.
Oh, I love secrets.
So for every post that I write, 90% of it is written with AI. Yes, 90% of it. I have trained my AI tools to capture my brand voice, my identity, my writing style, tone, even my personality to the point where I can go in and ask for it to create a post. And the other 10% is me just kind of adding my own little personality cues. I find that, being from New Orleans, I say certain things a certain way, and that's just AI won't pick up on that, right? So I add in those little personality cues, and it allows me to create content that is very much authentic to me. And I can put out 5 to 12 posts a day, and people are like, how do you do that? It's because I've trained my AI tools to mimic me so well, and all I have to do is make sure I put a bomb call to action on it. This increases my reach because I'm putting out more content. I stay in the algorithm longer because I'm putting out more content, and it allows me to also convert on social media, whether it's through followers, engagement, or booking calls or more website traffic. So, yes, I have a secret sauce method for it, and I call it my conquer framework, but it allows me to definitely increase my organic reach.
I love that. I love that. What's your favorite AI tool? I have a favorite. Do you have a favorite?
Oh, okay. So I don't really have one favorite tool.
Okay.
They work in combination, with each other. So I believe that ChatGPT has like it's a bigger brain. It has a higher IQ. And I like to combine it with Claude because I can take the unlock, unleash, embark from ChatGPT and throw it into Claude. And it has a more simplistic language model, which allows it to sound more like me. So I use those in combination. So I would probably say that's my favorite combo right now.
Yeah, I do notice that ChatGPT loves the embark and unleash. And I'm like, oh dear Lord. Like, people are gonna know that's AI as soon as you use those words. As soon
Exactly.
as you use those words, I'm like, oh no, we gotta teach it to come up with something better, you know, because it can't. Yeah. I also like ChatGPT, and I also go between that one and MAGi. But I also love for video, Opus.
I
Will
like all
What I
this.
love about that is that it will, you know, take that long form content and then break it up into smaller short form content, because I love TikTok. That's where I hang out the most. And then I also love Descript. Holy mother of pearl. Like, what the fuck? Like, as soon as I figured out that you could go in and highlight every time I said the word or and immediately delete it, and then it also deletes me saying it from the video at the same time. Are you kidding me? Like, get out with that. Like, that is amazing.
It
That
is
was like
absolutely
game
amazing.
changer.
It's
Game
absolutely amazing.
changer. Yeah.
And I love it too. And I tell people, use the video tools. I like video AI because it gives you 75 free minutes a month. And so I'm able to do some of the same things, but I love Opus. I love there's another one out there called Content Fries. There's another called Get Munch. They're all really great tools. The goal with them is to find the one that works for you
Yeah.
because otherwise, you'll just be signing up for a whole bunch of tools.
Yep. I also really love being able to use a rewrite, right? I had to write an email and I was like, God, this is just not. So I'm like, rewrite this for me and make it fun. Make it like, because I'm doing friends themed stuff, you know, in my business. And so I'm like, rewrite this, but make it like, put friends, insert friends, TV show stuff in. You know what I mean? And I'm like, it knows friends. That I was like, okay, this is amazing, right? So I was like, okay, take this and now write this as like Rachel, right? Rachel is all about style. So she's like website branding, like that's the type of, you know, business that I think that Rachel would be in. I'm like, give me some talking points, right? And it's just like, I'm like, you just made my life so much easier. And then I can take that
Easy.
and tweak it and make it my own. But it's like, you don't have to have start from a blank slate. It just gives you like a place to start, so you don't have to start at zero.
Exactly. And I've had clients use it to create quizzes for marketing.
Yes, all the
And so
time.
they've done theme quizzes. I've had clients use it to do charts and graphics and all kinds of things. And I tell them, like, use it, learn it, and then go out there and teach somebody else to use it
Yeah.
because that is how we empower each other with the use of AI and not be so afraid of it. So I love that. I call ChatGPT Winston.
Oh,
I
I
had to give it a name because I felt like I'm spending all day with this. I
Yeah.
needed to have a name. So I'm like,
Yeah.
okay, Winston, we're doing this today.
It. That is hysterical. That is hysterical. I love that. I love that. So, how can we use AI to create more kind of valuable content? Because there's just kind of generic content. I'm about how can we add value? So, can you share a little bit of around what that looks like for you?
Absolutely. So I think at core of it, first things first, you have to know what your dream client's true desires are. Like, I get understanding their pain points. You have to. Their misbeliefs, their objections. You need to know those things. But their true desires, all of us have a desire that drives us, that motivates us intrinsically and extrinsically. And so you need to be able to understand what their desires are. I have built out a custom GPT, which I call Desire Me. It's very lame. And so I go in and I basically have programmed it to my dream client, what their desires are. And I go in and ask it questions, and it gives me some content pieces that I can utilize in my content on Facebook, because that's where I hang out the most. Mm-hmm. And this helps me create more valuable content. So I don't want no one to miss this. You have to know the foundation of who your dream client is in order to utilize these tools. And so creating a custom GPT allows for you to have a consistent conversation and then go on social media and create content. A lot of my clients say I yell. And yes, I do. I yell in my content, and I actually use that GPT to create that yelling type of content. Mm. And someone might say, well, what's yelling content? When you post something and they're like, why are you talking about me? Why are you yelling at me? Why is this post in my business? That is the valuable pieces of content that you need to create. And if you wrap that up with a really, really tight call to action, that'll help you convert. So it's really important that you understand the foundation and the core of who your person is.
Mm-hmm. I love it when you're like, oh my God, she's talking about me. Like, those are the, so I totally get that when you're like, I love when someone says that, like, oh my God, why are you calling me out right now? Like, that is so rude.
Right.
I'm like, I'm not like, calling you out.
Your amen.
I'm calling you in. Okay. I'm not calling you out. I am calling you in. Right. Like, if you can go, oh my God, she's talking to me, then like you're meant to see that message today. Like you, mm-hmm. you are meant for that. So pay attention. And one of the things when we did our networking thing, and I was talking to Chris Kenny, who's one of our speakers, and I'm like, you know, this think method that he taught a way long time ago always stuck with me. And the mm-hmm. reason why is because the N stands for notice what shows up. And so one of the things that I am very much aware of is when I ask for something, when I say, this is what I want, and I then have to notice what shows up, and it's not going to be on my time. It's going to be on universe's time, God's time, whatever. And you have to notice, because otherwise you just say, no, I'm not.
Exactly.
Yet. No, it's showing up because you asked for this. So yep. If you feel called out, it's because you asked for this, and I am now speaking. I am bringing it into your experience. So pay attention.
Exactly.
And so do something about it.
And do something. And here's what I want to add, because I think what you just said is so key. When people call themselves out, here's what I find is sort of an issue. They call themselves out and we just let it sit there. We don't do anything about it. And what has changed my business, of course, clients, and I'm sure for your clients too, when people call themselves out, guess what we do? Hit them up in the DMs. We have a conversation. We move it forward, because this is what moves your business forward. Of course, I'm an attraction magnet. I want everybody to love me. But the reality is, you have inbound and outbound lead generation. Someone calls themselves out, you got to go out there and get the work. So feel empowered when people call themselves out to reach out to them. And that's why I love AI, because it's allowing me to tap into their true desires and for them to raise their hand more. And now I have a healthy lead flow, lead generators that's allowing me to keep my business going.
Love that. Love that. Well, I am so, so, so excited to have you as one of our panelists for the summit. Can you talk a little bit about, so you kind of shared with us a little bit about what you're going to talk in your 5 minutes, mm-hmm. but can you also share what kind of content you provided for the vault for our VIP members?
Yes. So I provided my AI ebook, which basically talks about what is AI, because a lot of people just don't really know what it is, the different types of AI tools that you can utilize. It also takes you through actually writing content. And so I believe that there's a method to using ChatGPT, the writing tools, copy AI, and being able to put the right tone, the format, telling it what you really wanted to do. But one of my favorite things is telling ChatGPT or any of the writing tools who they are. Yes. So you're an engineer, you're a social media manager. So I've broken that down in this ebook, along with some amazing prompts that you can use, as well as some other great tools that you can also use that are AI generators. So I'm excited to share that with everyone. And I'm really just excited to empower more people, because ultimately, like I said, AI will not take over you. alone, but people who learn it and leverage it will. So I'm excited.
Yes. So excited. So if you have not yet gotten your tickets, yes, it's free to come to the summit. You can stream it live on YouTube. But if you really want to get the most out of it, I recommend getting a VIP ticket for only $47, which is basically the cost of having a pizza delivered to your house nowadays, right? So you just can't get it for under $50 anymore, I swear.
You can't. It's crazy.
They're liars when they say it's only $9.99. No, it's not.
And you feel bad for tipping low. So you instantly tip more.
I know, right? So for the cost of getting a pizza, you can get a VIP ticket and participate in the summit and be in a panel and attend our implementation mastermind, where we will help you go from info collector to action taker. So be sure to sign up at ElevateYourCoachingSummit.com, and we'll see you guys at the summit. Thanks again, Janelle.
Of course. Thank you.